once again, there's a battle to fight. Gather together for the sound and the might. So long did we wait, now we are home. Now we will fight for the kingdom, fighting with steel. Kill all of them, their blood is our seal. Fight till the last of the enemy is dead. Ride through their blood that we gladly have shed. I now issue the call. Are you ready to fight? Fight up together as one for the right to be free once again. Tonight we will win. You have in your eyes, you came here for battle, to fight and to die. Defenders of steel, now we are home. Fight for the kingdom, bound for glory. Armed with a heart of steel, I swear by the brothers who stand before me, to no man shall I.
Good evening, folks. It's Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. May 29th, 2022, Memorial Day weekend. I'm sure most of you that are still working are lucky enough to be off work tomorrow, and good for you guys. I had a guest that I thought was lined up that it's did not materialize. So that was Dr. Fetzer. He didn't, I talked to him earlier in the week and maybe something came up. So we've got another incident, and I like to use this word lockstep, the lockstep nature. I was over visiting my mom yesterday and she had good old CNN on, and it was wall-to-wall shooting, gaslighting, psyops, you know. And one thing really, really bothered me was the sports world, everybody in the sports world, this lockstep march towards what we all know is eventually going to be the attempt at the destruction of the Second Amendment, confiscation of weapons, you know, the good old Red Terror. I've been warning about for, what, 8 years since I've been on the air, since 2014. So the cascading sequence of these highly dubious and questionable shooting incidents has resumed. Okay. So we had some hiatuses here and there, and we've got a whole slew that just happened with Buffalo, and now this. We've had Sacramento and a bunch of ones that didn't really grab the news cycle the way this Uvalde incident has. And I did some, you know, I look at these words, Uvalde, U-V-A-L-D-E, and I start tinkering with these words, and because sometimes they do choose locations with very cryptic and numerological gematria and various things, word games. I covered this character last week with the Buffalo. Let me get back into my notes here. this kid's name with the encoding of in there, you know, it said something to the effect of Pentagon something in this kid's name, and I'm trying to look for it now, but regardless, we're seeing a lot of weird things happening still with the Buffalo incident, with this kid having contact with former FBI agents on some of these underground, I guess, sort of chat areas. And you wonder about this Salvador Ramos character. Salvador meaning savior, Ramos meaning bouquet, like a bouquet of flower. Savior bouquets, very interesting. They present us with a very disturbed individual once again, and very murky methodologies of how these people, these kids acquire all this body armor, weapons, ammunition, and all this other stuff. And but anyway, back to Uvalde. U-Devil, U-D-E-V-A-L, scrambled up, U-Devil, Devil U, just interesting. I just started looking at it. I just got a message for basically anybody within the sound of my voice. You can murder every school kid in this country with your little games, your little operations. And I'm going to play something to where it, you know, in a little bit, where it really lets you know, it gets into the whole CRISPR thing and mind control abilities. This stuff is way, way up there. This kid's 18. Who knows if he took any of these injections? The likelihood is pretty decent. And this was a Pentagon West Point lecture from 4 years ago that I'm going to play some of when I get some time. But you could kill every school kid in this country with your operations, and you're not going to change my mind about firearms. Okay, you can do operations from here until the Lord returns, and you're not going to change a lot of our opinions, people, veterans and gun enthusiasts and people that are very leery of government power and so forth. You can kill as many of these kids as you want. You know, Rents has up on his website memes, you know, rotating memes. The only reason why the government would want to disarm you after 243 years is because they intend to do something that you would shoot them for. And that's the Red Terror, American style. You got Chertoff, Brick getting brought in here to the Disinformation Governance Board. And you got this young lady, well, not young, but another Jewish girl named Jamie Gorelick being brought in. And for those of you that have been around for a while in this game of ours, in this thing of ours, we know a whole bunch about Jamie Gorelick going all the way back to the 9/11 Commission. And I've got her Wikipedia page pulled up, and maybe I'll get into that if we have time. But she's being brought into the Disinformation Governance Board as well, to try to salvage this thing. So you drudge up some of the old Clintonistas and Bushites. You see, both are all tribe members. And you try to resalvage this thing with some establishment characters. Because old Jankowicz, Skankowicz, she was a little bit over the top, you see, with her little goofy singing routines and all that other stuff. So you can kill all the school kids in this country that you want. And it's still, you'll never change my mind about wanting to own firearms. And that's just to keep you bastards And all the thugs who you just let running around our streets in a revolving door system now, who are running around just mauling people. Look at what they're doing to the people up in New York. Constant. You know, the guys beating up Asian guys, harassing women on the subway platforms, stabbing people in broad daylight. I mean, the amount of drama that happens in all of these cities, but it's just gone on steroids since the COVID operation. And now, with the added pressures of inflation and this artificial scarcity with the food, and you got the bastards at the top really, really twisting the dagger in our backs now. It's really driving some of the people who are already on the verge of snapping into snapping. And so now we're seeing, you know, the people just trying to live their lives being victimized by the rabble, by the refuse, by the dregs in our streets. Okay. And then, of course, these people are automatically let right back out to continue. And so this emboldens them. So let me see here. I was like, let me open the protocols to see where it's going to lead me tonight. And I popped it open to protocol 3. The aristocracy, which enjoyed by law the labor of the workers, was interested in seeing that the workers were well fed, healthy, and strong. We are interested in just the opposite, in the diminution, the killing out of the goyim. Our power is in the chronic shortness of food and physical weakness of the worker, because by all that, this implies he is made the slave of our will. And he will not find in his own authorities, think about, he will not find it in his own authorities either strength or energy to set against our will. Think about the stand down. Regardless of what you think about Uvalde in Texas, and whether this was a hoax or whether there was actually somebody in there murdering people. Well, you know, I've got stuff all, I mean, I've got so many tabs up on my computer right now and a bunch of different videos. I even had one from, I went down this rabbit trail today from a guy on BitChute talking about this Davey Aguilera, or Aguilar character, who was one of these heavyweight ATF guys during Waco, was heavily involved in Waco. And he got brought back. He went out to L.A. and did all this stuff. But then he got brought back to San Antonio as the head of the ATF. And then people are making some, and this goes into this, I think it's called Outlaw Oasis, this big gun store that was involved in these large ammo transfers to highly questionable people. And then this is where this kid, this alleged kid, Mr. Ramos, bought all his weapons platform. So the ATF was already up the butt of this gun store down there and was already kind of like being monitored and so forth. And this is where this kid gets his firearms. And this Aguilar, Davey Aguilar guy, former head of the ATF in San Antonio, is commenting on all this. So, you know, you have a federal connection here. And then this federal connection goes to Waco as well, the massacre there, this sacrifice. And so, you know, I was listening to Scorpio and Giuseppe Saturday for a while. And Mike Gaddy was on, and he made a great point, and I've made this point last week, and I've made it numerous times. If these people will do a 9/11 and kill thousands, if they'll do a Waco, if they'll do any of these bigger false flag operations, and on top of that, if they're willing to go Bush doctrine preemptive war on other countries and just bomb the hell out of them. Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, what happened in Syria, Libya, all this. Don't forget about the Balkans in the 90s. You don't think that they would bring in somebody to kill 19 kids? Now, there's all kinds of anomalies here. Two different people claiming to be the parent of the same kid and all this weird stuff. But if these people would pull all this numbers, the millions of people, the Red Terror in the Soviet Union, the overseeing of Mao and the Cultural Revolution, the Great Leap Backwards, even the present day stuff that Klaus Schwab and these guys are congratulating the Chinese for their war on COVID, where they're just doing the strangest looking stuff to their citizens. You don't think that 19 kids or whatever the number is, because it changes all the time, you think that that's some impediment to them and their agenda? You know, these people, when they embrace what I say, Marx and Satan, I was reading out of that book last week, when they embrace this, they would not want to look weak in the eyes of their fellow travelers by having some sort of a conscience for little kids. And hey, they could probably harvest a bunch of adrenochrome while they're doing this, okay? So they get a whole ton of their little stuff. Not to say that, I don't know, and I always say this about the absence or presence of corpses with these strange, what it looks like, synthetic gaslighting, terror, whatever you want to call these things, operations, agenda-driven operations. And the agenda here, of course, especially with the lockstep behavior, the fallout afterwards, how everybody gets in line, Lee Greenwood and these guys not showing up to the NRA convention, just crazy as hell. So let's see. Hunger creates the, I'm back to the protocol here. Hunger creates the right of capital to rule the worker more surely than it was given to the aristocracy by the legal authority of kings. By want and the envy and hatred which it engenders, we shall move the mobs. Think about all the weirdos outside the NRA convention. Move the mobs, and with their hands we shall wipe out all those who hinder us on our way. That's all of us gun owners, hindering them on their way. When the hour strikes for our sovereign lord of all the world to be crowned, it is these same hands which will sweep away everything that might be a hindrance thereto. Okay, so whether these people are getting paid, you know, these flash rent-a-mobs, the BLM Antifa kind of axis, the Sunshine Groups, and all these people that are on the payroll of the Tides Foundation, Open Society, and all this crap, or whether they're useful idiots, it's still they're part of the mobs, okay? Whether they're getting paid or whether they're just sucked in and they're Lenin's useful idiots. This hatred will be still further magnified by the effects of an economic crisis, which will stop dealings on the exchanges and bring industry to a standstill. What are we watching? This is Protocol 3 getting towards its end game. We shall create by all the secret subterranean methods open to us, and with the aid of gold, which is in all our hands, a universal economic crisis whereby we shall throw upon the streets whole mobs of workers simultaneously in all the countries of Europe, and that means us too. These mobs will rush delightedly to shed the blood of those whom, in the simplicity of their ignorance, they have envied from their cradles, and whose prosperity they will then be able to loot. Ours they will not touch, because the moment of attack will be known to us, and we shall take measures to protect our own. Yeah, they'll be in their redoubts, they'll be in their heavily fortified structures and so forth, while the rest of us, who have a little bit more than a pot to pee in, we're going to be the ones that are going to have to fight off the zombified fentanyl meth head trash running around our streets. Oops. So this is where we're at. Now I want to kind of put this together. Okay, so the NRA convention started around the 27th, right? The incident in Uvalde happened on the 24th. And 3 days later, I mean earlier, on the 21st, Mr. Producer, get clip one ready. This is from the group Sandy Hook Promise. Now, what's fascinating, and I'm watching these guys that are exposing this in real time, to where people are digging into YouTube, just trying to find footage and so forth and so on. And then as they're watching, YouTube videos of the live streams and so forth that were going on, Sandy Hook Promise videos were being placed all in these YouTube, screen or like video grabs of the live streams from all these different local media, CBS, whoever. So you know that's what YouTube sucks so bad. Anytime you want to watch a YouTube video, you got to go through ads. Well, the ads just started to pop right in within moments of this thing happening, of the Sandy Hook Promise group, of which I'm going to play one now that was 3 days before Uvalde. But then there were ones placed in there after that are even newer that are not on the Sandy Hook Promise YouTube channel yet, which is even more fascinating. So these were even created later than 5/21 and getting dumped right into your YouTube feeds to where people are trying to watch YouTube videos of what was going on. And then all these Sandy Hook Promise videos start popping in. But this one was from 5/21, 3 days before the incident. Go ahead and roll clip one and listen to this one.
Hi everyone, Mark Barden here at Sandy Hook Promise. On December 14th, 2012, my 7-year-old son Daniel was shot to death in his first grade classroom at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The shooter shot and killed 26 individuals in about 4 minutes using an AR-15 military-style assault rifle. There is no place, there's no need, there's no practical application in civilized society for assault rifles. Please sign the petition and urge Congress to make assault rifles illegal for civilians. Thank you.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. So there was even other ones later of a female who claimed that she had lost a child at Sandy Hook. That she's saying there's legislation before Congress about banning assault rifles. Okay, 5/21, you've got the Sandy Hook Promise stuff being dumped onto YouTube and stuff. 5/24, the alleged incident occurs. 5/27 was already scheduled to be the NRA convention. What are the statistics? If you're a numbers cruncher, what are the statistical probabilities? Oh, and let me throw in here, the Davos gang was meeting as well over there, World Economic Forum. And the World Health Organization treaty was being crafted. And Jacinda Ardern, this little tranny, wacko World Economic Forum stooge, young global leader, prime minister, whatever you want to call her, of New Zealand, was in Harvard talking about ending the Second Amendment and curtailing free speech and all the rest of it. What do you think the statistical probabilities are that could all be coincidentally happening all within this, very close proximity? And I'm not a statistician, but I know that's way out there. You're talking crazy, crazy numbers, okay? So the last few weeks, I'm talking about the penetration of local law enforcement by sheep-dipped characters from probably special units in FBI, and of course, military intelligence, probably captured and rogue anti-constitutional, you know, goons put in during the 8 years of Obama and so forth, military units of thugs. Remember Spencer Rapone, the little clown that was at West Point, and he had Communism Will Win and all this goofy stuff written inside of his cover, or whatever, if you would call it a hat, his uniform hat. Remember that scandal? So remember Reality Winner? I mean, think about all the doofuses, these commie punk kids coming out of these universities that are embedded completely throughout the bureaucracies. But think about actors in local law enforcement, okay? Now, this Arredondo character, the chief of police of Uvalde, is another very, very interesting character. Now, I wanted to have Doc Fetzer on because he's had a couple articles, you know, up lately that are pretty, you know, fascinating. And one of them is from today, and it was from Joseph Nunn, and it says martial law in the United States, its meaning, its history, and why the president cannot declare it. And then, and this was published way back in 2020, but Dr. Fetzer put a note on their editor's note. I have it secondhand from an inside source that Biden plans to implement martial law the week after next. While I may think the very idea is absurd on its face, the Democrats are at the most desperate point in their history as a party, and I would put nothing past them. This, then, is an advisory of the murky future that may await us, something you need to know. And then he gets into what is martial law. And it's, you know, you see these doofuses on BitChute blogs and YouTube spelling martial law, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. And you know that they got to be a buffoon. They're sitting here talking about martial law, and they can't even get that they're using the wrong homonym. It's pretty bad. But I wanted to throw that out there. Now, Dr. Fetzer has from John Rappaport on his on jamesfetzer.org on his site. And it talks about mind control being achieved through the information flicker effect. And it gets into, you know, how groups of people can be, you know, my computer's acting up right now, but be mind controlled through the flicker effect. But also think about now on top of that, with the 5G being cranked up, whatever serum is in these vaccines and building nanostructures and all this other stuff. I mean, there's so much outlandish information floating around where scientists are trying to say that people are having heart issues due to the fact that there's some sort of chemical being released by the solar system right now due to the way that the, you know, alignments in the sky. This is all to cover for vaccine injuries. And a lot of people believe the entire monkeypox thing is that's just a cover story for all of these adverse events finally starting to really pick up pace. Now, I'm seeing death videos everywhere of people collapsing. Now, you know, all right, there's the break. We'll address this when we come back, but there's so much fake, goofy stuff going around, it's hard to decide what we can believe right now, what we can't.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find the archive at whoolisblog.blogspot.com, whoolisblog.blogspot.com. And you can go to the chat rooms, the number 2incendiaryradio.chitango.com, 2incendiaryradio.chitango.com, and incendiaryradio.chitango.com, which is not monitored, I don't believe. And so, so let's talk about what it's hard to believe things. Okay. So let's, Mr. Producer, get clip 3 ready. This was at the top of Rents, and this is all over BitChute and other places. So the first edit went out, and everybody's like, oh my God, Albert Bouler's talking about depopulating half the earth by 2030. Somebody edited it and threw it out there and cut off some of the guy's words. Not that I like the slime ball Albert Bourla, but this is an insight into how people that are allegedly in our own sector here trying to expose the demons, how there are demons within our own ranks that like to chop up videos and make them say things that originally they didn't. So listen to the first edit, which was where they took some words out, and then listen to the original. Go ahead and roll clip 3.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That's not it. Clip 3 from this week. It's an edit versus non-edit from Albert Bourla at the World Economic Forum. See if you can find that. But basically, whoever did the video cut some of his stuff out. Let me know when you find that one. Okay, he's got it. Go ahead, sir.
I think that it's really a fulfillment of a dream that we had together with my leadership team when we started in 19. The first week we met in January of 19 in California, and to set up the goals for the next 5 years. And one of them was by 2023, we will reduce the number of people in the world by 50%. I think today this dream is becoming a reality. I think that it's really a fulfillment of a dream that we had together with my leadership team when we started in 19. The first week we met in January of 19 in California, and to set up the goals for the next 5 years. And one of them was by 2023, we will reduce the number of people in the world that cannot afford our medicines by 50%. I think today this dream is becoming a reality.
All right, so it doesn't make him any much less evil due to the fact that we know what comes in Pfizer medicines. So it's like, yeah, you want to reduce the price of what it takes for everybody in the world to get your poison by 50%. Great, but you're still giving them poison. So, but you see how fact check type people and all that can run with this due to the fact that somebody decided to clip out some of the words. And you know, one of the things I had some character emailing me earlier in the week, because last week I mentioned Dr. Fetzer and Alex Jones being both sued over the Sandy Hook stuff. And this person basically said, oh, Jones and Fetzer both controlled opposition because as soon as they get in the courtroom, they should have just subpoenaed the for discovery the crime scene photos, and then everything falls apart. I was like, but my answer was, dude, you're dealing with the state of Connecticut, a completely kangaroo judicial system, and who know, I haven't read the transcripts of these trials, but to say that people are controlled op. When both of these individuals have been ruled against severe amounts of money, so forth and so on, I can't go with that narrative. I was going to ask Dr. Fetzer about that, but, you know, unfortunately I didn't get him on. But with this laughable legal system in the country to try to say, oh, you could have just got this stuff during discovery, please, with all these Marxist judges that are all part of this barrister class, this freaking mafia that's called, you know, lawyers. I mean, come on. But anyway, now, Mr. Brewster, get clip 2 ready. Now, this is one of the big things that people are putting out there as kind of like the crisis actor angle and the fake parents angle. So these two parents are getting questioned and not knowing what grade their alleged daughter was in. Go ahead and roll clip two and see what you think of this one.
Do you know what grade she's in?
We don't know the grade, but we know the age. She's 10 years old, and her teacher's name is Arnulfo Reyes.
Third grade, I think.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Can you send that to me in a text message? I'll give you my card.
All right, so you get that there. So parents not knowing what they're... We don't know what grade she's in, but we know she's 10 years old. Very kind of weird. You know, this is down there. Seems to be a lot of illegal alien activity down in this Uvalde area. You know, this stuff is really hard to flesh out. Whether, you know, what some of these people... are into. Now, last week, okay, this was an article from the 21st, House passes the Domestic Terrorism Act, empowering federal agencies to police thought and speech. The bill would alter the federal definition of domestic terrorism to focus on white supremacy and neo-Nazism instead of other forms of terrorism like jihadism. So, this has got to go through the Senate, okay? And it passed 222 to 203. And then Kinzinger, this little punk, Adam Kinzinger, who's on the J6 committee, he voted to approve the measure, okay? So we'll see what happens over there in the Senate. But then you got 3 days later, okay, you've got the Uvalde, incident that goes down, okay? Now, this was up on Renegade Tribune, and I thought this one was kind of interesting. Are guns the problem, or are we witnessing state-sponsored terrorism? And I'm leaning towards this incident. Now, look, you can't expect the media to put out bloody anything of school children. It's not going to happen. But they didn't even put out really anything hardly, you know, where you can't even see, you know, this is like scrubbed. You can't see the kid entering, or maybe I missed it, but it's originally from the SureDog forum. What if both shooters, Buffalo and Texas, were part of the same Discord, with a retired FBI agent also being in the group and encouraging them and teaching them, or at least contact with the same users on Discord who are involved with the FBI? Also now coming out that not only had the Buffalo shooter expressed desire to do a school shooting, but the Uvalde shooter also said he would do a shooting. Representative Tony Gonzalez claimed on Friday that the gunman behind Tuesday's shooting at Robb Elementary was arrested 4 years ago for threatening to shoot up a school. And then they're talking about the Buffalo alleged shooter, which I talked about last week. You know, the footage that they gave us is hilariously bogus. Now, Peyton Gendron was his name, and it's Pentagon something. I had it written down, and I'll have to look during the break. I talked about it last week. But so authorities believe the former agent, believed to be from Texas, which is interesting because this lays Uvalde things in Texas, was one of at least six individuals who regularly communicated with accused gunman Peyton Gendron in an online chat room where racist hatred was discussed. It's because he's white, of course. Okay, the two law enforcement sources with direct knowledge of the investigation stated these individuals were invited by Gendron to read about his mass shooting plans and the target location about 30 minutes before Gendron, quote-unquote, killed 10 people, blah, 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 blah. So it talks about somebody counseling him on manufacturers of AR-15s and their quality. And it gets into tweets from the Buffalo News and all this. But then something interesting. One of the people in the Discord with the Buffalo shooter, Armand, also 13 days before the Uvalde shooting, posted about Texas in 13 days. And this, and the person, the Buffalo shooter, is known as Jim Boy. Okay? So this Armand person allegedly said, Texas 13 days, woo, like they knew something was coming down there. Kind of interesting. Now, the comments are pretty interesting. The Zionist communist state will continue staging these MKUltra and agitprop shootings with crisis actors and families and non-existent dead victims until they get the oppressive totalitarian gun control, hate speech, and domestic white terrorist laws they desire. Now, whether these there are crisis actors and so forth, there are, do seem to be some interesting way people are acting in front of the cameras and people claiming, both claiming the same kid and all that weird stuff. And then somebody said this, fact, guns cause violence like cameras cause kiddie porns. That's it, exactly. So another person said, individualism and diversity are the problems. The Second Amendment, which guarantees the right to bear arms, means that if Americans as a unified, homogenous group are threatened by some tyrannical government or foreign power, then they are able to, by law, take up arms against them. But because America has become a diverse country full of people from different backgrounds, such a culture, language, and race, the latter of which actually form a true human group, there is a lack of group unity in America, and therefore a great tendency towards individualism, which can generate resentments toward, I'm trying to get the rest of it, others that have either inadvertently or intentionally reject people from their loose social unions, and thus what compels them to go against them with a weapon. Jews want to take away guns from whites who are not shooting up schools, so only Jews, and he goes on to a bunch of other epithets, will have guns to kill whites. That's a very good point. Stupid imbecile whites led by Jews are rioting at the NRA convention to intimidate NRA leaders. NRA leaders will grovel and mea culpa and kiss Jew butt if they are called names like racist or anti-Semitic or other Jew-conjured names. It's quite obvious that the Secret Services infiltrate our circles and encourage young, naive kids like this to do some sort of things in order to advance the government's agenda. It's been going on for a long time. So, you know, very interesting kind of angles there. Now, Michael Shrimpton over on Veterans Today, he had his long article, and he always brings up German intelligence, you know, as being the perpetrators of, of, you know, these, a lot of these incidents and so forth. So he, the Mossad and the Amman and, you know, the CIA and the MI6, now, you see, we're up against the German intelligence. So I'm just going to read a little bit of it. It's kind of interesting. 18-year-old Salvador Ramos shot 19 elementary students and two brave teachers who died trying to defend their young charges. How is it allowed to happen, and how do we stop it from happening again? As usual, politicians have been running around like headless chickens. No offense intended, but none is more headless than State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who wants to pass knee-jerk gun control laws. Since the shooting was almost certainly set up by the Correa Group, C-O-R-R-E-A, the Correa Group, who would supply guns to shooters if need be, violating the Second Amendment is not the way forward. Governor Greg Abbott, who comes across as a nice chap but a bit dim, no offense intended, wants to amend Texas's mental health laws. Again, this won't stop further shootings. The key point to understanding mass shootings is that they are invariably organized. The motives of the shooters are irrelevant, since the decision to kill is not theirs. They are just cogs in the wheel. Our understanding of mass shootings has not moved once since Sandy Hook shooting in December 2012, which, as y'all will recall, involved multiple shooters. The critical work of analysis and intelligence gathering has not been done, sadly leaving America wide open to further shootings. It's personally frustrating for me, since none of the well-connected and influential people who get copies of my columns has been willing to pass them on to U.S. lawmakers. So it gets on to this serious investigation. Indeed, since the FBI is under the effective control of the Correa Group, who probably recruited Ramos, they would in practice be investigating themselves. Now, there's other people talking about, and the Correa Group, I guess, is connected to the cartels and so forth. Now, some people believe that they brought in killers from El Salvador, all kinds of strange stuff. You know, that's where MS-13 comes from and so forth. But I just wanted to throw that out there because there's so many angles that people are throwing out here as far as, you know, the machinations here behind the scenes. Now, this is up on State of the Nation. Operation Mass Shooting at full throttle between now and Election Day. Let's see here. Milking sympathy for GoFundMe donations just like Sandy Hook exposes the Uvalde hoax. So I'm not saying it's a hoax, but I'm saying I lean towards synthetic operation here and not this Salvador Rios being totally guy that acted on his own with no, let's say, controllers, no whatever, and then the very strange possibility of it being more than a lie hop, let it happen on purpose, where, you know, you read these accounts of somebody leaving a door open, a teacher left a door open for this individual to get in, you know, all this. And then the long stand down. I'm trying to find the article of where this Peter Arando character. Oh, here it is. So Uvalde School's police chief donated to the Beto campaign. Okay. So this Peter Arredondo, you know, he didn't give much, but it shows his political motivation. Now he's about to take a seat on that city council down there, which I find kind of interesting. And he's being branded a coward. Now this is, I've also looked at this almost like it's a, we've had this defund the police stuff. Oh, you know, with George Floyd and all the racial destabilization psyops building up to the Floyd stuff and the riots. Now you're seeing Mr. Producer, get clip 12 left. This one's only a couple minutes. We're going to play this. This is somebody as a YouTuber on the right. Seems to be a real good kid. He's heavy-duty country, southern, kind of patriotic, big gun kid. But let's listen to him, and then you'll kind of get where I'm going with this. Clip 12.
What's up, guys? Dan, HDC. I've talked about this quite a bit. I did a live last night, and you can say I'm very pissed off at what the police did not do at that Uvalde school. But I just found out that there's an officer that actually spoke out about the situation, about what they were told. The chief of police, Pete Arredondo, stopped at least 19 officers from entering the school and told them to retreat. Whether they were being shot at, whether there was something up this dude's ass, who knows why he made that call, but he made it. They sat outside for 30 minutes to an hour waiting for a tactical team while they held parents back, while they tasered a guy. Meanwhile, kids are in there bleeding out, still getting shot. One of the officers said there was almost a mutiny. They're talking amongst themselves saying, are we just going to stand here with our thumbs up our asses? Said it was the most frustrating situation in his entire career. This officer said we felt like cowards. There was a lot of arguing, cussing, parents telling them to get their asses in the school. But then he says, but then what? We didn't have a plan. Our commander didn't have a plan. Look, I respect you for owning the situation and understanding that it was cowardice. We can't go into the past and fix this. But every single officer who was there that got this order from Pete Arredondo to stand down and to just stand outside and hang out should have told him to fuck off. You don't need a plan. Kids are being shot. Get your ass in there. Pete Arenado, the chief of police, the guy who's running for city council in Uvalde, the guy who just told his men to stand down because you didn't have a plan. Fuck you. There's no excuse. There's no, oh, well, we made the wrong call. The only call in that situation is to understand your oath, to serve and protect. Kids are dead, and you could have done something.
Well, that is like a boil down of a whole bunch of people in the Patriot community right now due to reading and so forth. Now, Daily Mail has this thing about Pete Arredondo. One cop on the scene shooting Tuesday said that Arredondo was wrongly be made a scapegoat. It's a lie that Arredondo told everyone to stand down, said the anonymous officer. It's a lie. We're all getting death threats. It's an effing nightmare. Somebody told these cops in mass not to go in there. Now, where the order comes from, you're going to have, you know, who knows? Because we're just peons out here trying to absorb information. But this is a very, you know, and then you're reading stories of ladies climbing the fence after they had already been, like, handcuffed and released and went and got their own kids. It's very, very insane, you know, how this is going to be, you know, fleshed out. But anyway, I wanted to get that out there because this is almost like an anti-police or like a, it gets it to where a lot of people in Texas are looking at the police and being like, be cowards or do whatever if a situation like this arises. And so it's almost like a police demoralization operation as well. And it kind of caused a slight, let's just say, dust up between your normal pro-police right-wingers now and the police down here in this community. Very, very fascinating how this is going. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.